Well, hello, Pinkies. Let me roll up the windows here. It's such a beautiful day that we've got the windows down. I have been, look at that, two BMW 745s in a row. What a beautiful sight. That's not what we're driving today. We are in the Deliverator, little red sports car, zipping around the city on an early Saturday morning. So I have been out to get my hair cut. Casey in Denver just this morning sent me a message, or at least I got it this morning. I don't know when he sent it. Anyway, with some hair color products in the information that he's recommending for me to use. Well, I didn't get to it today. No blue hair for today. Just a plain old overpriced snippity snip haircut. So I've done that already, and I'm actually volunteering in the gay games in Vancouver, the out games. Look at this. We are running beside Rolls-Royce Flying Spur, suicide doors, beautiful car, little black, not little, black in color. Oh, what a lovely car to be driving out in. But not us. We are in the Deliverator. So, I'm volunteering at the gay games, and I, you know, it's just constant disorganization. I got a message in the email saying, come to the Sheraton Wall Center, which is a hotel, at 9 a.m. to receive your identification and marching orders. And of course, I get there and no, there's nobody there. Wait around for half an hour. Oh yes, the volunteer coordinator will be here shortly. Yeah, well, sorry. I mean, I can't just wait around for you guys to get your act together. So, I attempted to get my documents, but they're just completely disorganized, and I have no time for chaos and disorganization, because I have much more important things to be doing today. We are all going to the Vancouver Pride picnic in the park. So it's Pride Month around the Vancouvers. This weekend, this Saturday, it is Pride Picnic in the Park, where all of the homosexuals go to our famous Stanley Park in Vancouver and hang out and be picnicky. So I am rushing home to load up and get ready for that, to take Mr. Anderson and Max the dog to Pride Picnic in the Park, where we're going to meet Dale in Vancouver and his partner and their puppies. So it's going to be like a total lesbian day, all the homos and their dogs. So that's what's happening now. Also, Hat M was talking on his last show about the eating show, about how he likes to listen to podcasts as soon as they come out so he can react on time. I actually don't agree with that. I quite enjoy listening to shows in the past. Like, I've been listening to old episodes of Mark in Canada. Since all he can put out is recordings of the rain. So in order to entertain myself, I've been listening back on old Musings of a Tech Writer shows. And enjoying them immensely. And it's really interesting, because I just happened upon the episode from about exactly a year ago, where Mark was talking about it was Pride Weekend and stuff like that. And it's kind of, it's like traveling through time, sort of. Same thing with Ranger John and the Dark Forest podcast. I'm like 3 or 4 months behind. And it's really interesting to listen to people in what is essentially a different time period. So it's a bit, it's really cool to sort of go back and see what was, you know, what were the moments of the day, what were the issues that were going on, and what was going on in people's lives. So I think it was Toppy Smelly who was saying it's an on-demand medium. You listen when you want to. You shouldn't feel pressure to listen to a show as soon as it comes out. Because I'm quite happy to listen to stuff that's older than the hills. In fact, I find it much more interesting. We are on the freeway now. Wing is up. Motorcycles zipping along. I have to drive like a maniac here for a little while, people. Just give me a sec here. Okay. So this podcast is going to be a little bit different. I was sort of meandering around the house, just really talking nonsense to myself. And I recorded. Here goes another Continental, a Bentley Continental. What is with all these? What's the second Bentley Continental that I've seen today in the last 10 minutes? And we got the Rolls Royce. What's going on? What's with all these nice cars? Anyway, so I'm going to play you some of my disjointed ramblings of an idiot for you in this podcast. That's what you're going to hear. Not really a driving cast, just meanderings and random thoughts is basically what it is. And I wanted to say, Scotty, the little Aussie battler, could you get off your ass and do some podcasting? I mean, you're back home now. Get on with it. Stop freeloading and get on with the business of podcasting. Because we need an update. So it gets a little noisy here, so I'm going to step out for now, let you listen to the ramblings of an idiot, and thank you to those podcasters that I'm listening to in the past, that I'm enjoying your shows, specifically Ranger John and Mark in Canada. Oh, clump, 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 here comes the Max. Yes, it's the laundry machine, Max, making all that noise. Yeah, no need to worry there. But we'll go upstairs. Come on. Good boy. And what shall we do first, Max? Ah, we will answer Mr. Anderson. Feed the cat. Wherever that frickin' cat is. Feed the cat, feed the dog, give the dog a snack, walk the dog. So any wonder I can get anything done around here. I'm constantly doing something for some animal, some mammal of some type, two-legged and four-legged. Okay, that's for the cat. Now we have to get some for me. Sustenance in a black hot pot of liquid. With additives and carcinogens and fat and all those other horrible things that are so bad for you but are oh so good. So
We have to go to the grocery store today. And points in between. And do some laundry. 2 to 4 things that I hardly think will get done, but we have to give it the old college try. There's a lot of leaves on my lawn. Mr. Anderson has obviously not been keeping up his end of responsibilities here. I suppose he will need to be disciplined for that. I need to do Toppy Smelly's talent show, too. That's another responsibility. I was going to say chore, but I didn't want to make it sound like a dirty word. I have to do my chore and send my crap into Toppy Smelly. Friends were such commitment. You want me to be your friend? You want me to do what? Oh, all right. I'll call your silly little show and leave you a note and type you a comment. Oh, we so need interaction, human interaction and acceptance. Oh, here's my nasty mail lady coming to drop me a present. Morning.
Stop. Andrew? Is that in the green box?
He's okay.
Okay. There you go. Thank you.
Max.
Bye.
Here. Good boy. Good boy. Upstairs. My calendar, my dirty boy calendar, has just arrived. I was fortunate that I was home and that I saw the horrible mail lady. She's got pretty eyes though, but she's still a little creepy. That was just sheer luck. Being home at the right time to receive a package. Because, you know, they drive by, and they look and see if the windows are open, and and if they don't see any light, they just leave and say, oh, I couldn't make contact. They're too fucking lazy to get out of the bloody van. So I hope I'm not offending any couriers who might be listening. It's just like, you know, UPS, Federal Express, I hate them. It's a scam, people. It's just a big scam. Deliver your package in less than 24 hours. It's gotta take them at least 4 hours to wrap this thing up, because that's how long it's taken me to cut the bloody box apart. Oh, my life is so hard. Here I am, fighting with a fucking cardboard box. God, it's just a fucking piece of paper. Well, that was an exciting adventure. It's like it takes all your wit and skill to open a fucking box. Dear sir, thank you for your fuck up. We're glad to be of service. We love you. Please kiss my ass and buy more stuff. Yes, we apologize for the delay. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Rosie, love you. Kisses. Well, thank you, Rosie, for amending and fixing my error. Your error. Okay, now, enough of that. Let's figure out what the we are doing. Toppy, that was a weird... That was a weird podcast. It's so hot. I guess that's why I love you. And what was with this rain? Mark in Canada, 15 minutes of rain. Oh, Mark, please. We're not getting enough rain in our diet. I'm putting out a podcast about rain. It's, what are you doing, Mark? You're trying to imprint your own grief onto everybody by playing more rain. Please leave me a comment at do-do-do-do-do. "15 minutes of rain," and then thank you for listening. Please leave me a comment at markincanada.com. Meanwhile, we're in a bucket on the floor with tears, crying from the rain. Anyway, they're good shows. My fellow podcasters driving me insane. So I'm here to return the favor. Make you all insane. Well, I've pretty much determined that the only thing that I'm going to get able to do today is to take the dog for a walk and probably collapse in a puddle on the floor. So I thought I might be coming to you with some witty repartee, but it may just be me waiting for the day to go by. Waiting for iTunes to download. That's the story of my life here. Download this, download that, upgrade this. Oh no, we got a new iMac coming out. New Lion, meow, operating system. Dude, in 15 minutes. Just leave me alone. Let me go back to WordPerfect 5.1 and DOS 5.0. No Twitter. No Google Plus. Someday we'll have them implanted directly in our heads and we won't have to worry about where did I leave my phone. We'll just have a constant stream of data coming into us. It'll be everybody's thoughts. We'll be hearing everybody's thoughts. I scored 7822 points in Crank today. We're going to hear all of that nonsense. We won't have to Twitter it because it'll just be out there. Okay, I know I'm getting a little freaky sounding. Sounding like my neighbor who thinks we're going to be taken up by aliens. Okay, one more step done there. I will now go upstairs and I think that's about it for me.